You're listening to The Tra-La-Laws of Naughty and Nice, written by L.D. Burr, narrated by Garen Patrick, professionally edited by Shelley Wagnitz, copyright 2025. This story is dedicated to my brother Doug, who still firmly believes it was all his idea. Ho ho ho! And to my husband, who possibly owns more tools than Santa's elves. 'Twas nearly Christmas. Santa's elves were in a flurry.
Dong!
Chimed the Christmas Eve clock. The toys were packed up, and Santa was getting ready to go. Just one more thing. Would it be naughty, or would it be nice? The pole lines were still very long. The reindeer in training worked the voting booths, checking in each elf as they cast their vote. It was too close to call this year's contest for the best Christmas present yet. Naughty was a brilliant elf, to be sure. He had a mind for gears and mechanics. His toys always cranked, clicked, and ticked. You could go cross-eyed trying to follow all the moving parts. Naughty owned so many tools that Santa had to give him his own private workshop. It was a dazzling world, a hodgepodge of junk, metal things, odds and ends, cogs and springs, and a sign on the door that made it clear. Even Santa had to keep out. What about Nice? Well, she was just Nice, and so too were her toys. Nice had a flair for the arts. She loved sparkles, glitter, diamonds, and lace. She made everything pretty, darling, and cute. Her toys were sweet or furry and screamed to be hugged. Her toys didn't have all the bells and whistles. They didn't crank or click, but they came straight from the heart. Oh, and if it didn't twinkle, then it wasn't by Nice. Unlike Naughty, who kept to himself, Nice was always skipping and twirling about with the other elves. Her shoes were laced with tiny bells that jingled wherever she went. She loved to give dance lessons on Saturday nights. She was merry. She could sing. Her jingles, they rhymed. With her, it was tra-la-la and bells all the time. The problem began one winter day when Naughty left his workshop and joined the other elves for lunch, where he heard a little too much about Nice, Nice, Nice. Things got worse when Naughty heard the other elves singing cheery little songs made up by who else? That Nice. Even worse, the songs were catchy. Drats! Santa started singing along. Nice was gifted in both music and art. Tra-la-la! Naughty stomped his foot. He did that a lot. He checked the Christmas Eve clock. It wouldn't be long. It was coming up fast.
Ding dong!
The contest for the best Christmas present yet.
How am I supposed to stand a chance against Nice? He pouted. She's already winning the elves over, and that puts me behind. Unless, ha!
A plan hatched inside Naughty's mind.
This year, he rubbed his palms together. This will be the year I wow the claws. I don't need one great gift to catch Santa's eye. I just need to stay on Santa's good side.
Naughty wasted no time. He got straight to work, grumbling to himself.
Tra-la-la,
sang Nice. During lunch breaks, Naughty stuck his fingers in his ears to shut out the sounds. Naughty knew that whenever Santa got back from his North Pole tours, all he wanted to do was get some sleep. So Naughty introduced Santa to his latest invention, a new bed, the Bowl Full of Jelly 5000.
"Sounds wonderful, ho ho ho," said a tired Santa as he pulled off his boots and flopped down on the bed. Blub, blub.
Santa's bed waved and jiggled. The claws let out a roar of laughter.
Ho, 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 ho.
Just before he started to snore, snore, snore. At 5 a.m. sharp, the wavy bed tossed poor Santa about while playing loud Christmas music through wireless speakers. Snoring Santa didn't stir. It takes a lot to wake up the claws. Crank, click, clack, crank, turned the gears.
Blub, blub, boing.
A surprised Santa sprung from the bed.
"Wow," exclaimed Santa. "That bed knows when I'm sleeping, and it knows when I'm awake. For goodness sake."
And that bed made sure the claws couldn't go back. Later that night, a very tired Santa fell asleep in his chair, and Nice brought him a blanket that warmed him while cooling his feet. Santa always complained that his feet were too warm because he wore such thick black boots. That night, Santa went back to his new bed with Nice's comfy blanket in hand.
Blub, blub.
Santa fell fast asleep. The blanket twinkled in the dark.
"A very Merry Christmas," said Nice, waving to Naughty as she passed him the next day.
Naughty felt anything but merry inside. He had heard about the magnificent blanket that went with the bed. Naughty gave Nice half a wave. It was the best he could do.
"How terribly nice," sneered
Naughty as he stuck both fingers back in his ears. She was tra-la-lawing again. Naughty's chance came again when Santa went to visit his reindeer and fed them some treats. That's when Naughty showed the claws the snowman maker extraordinaire. It was no secret. Santa always chuckled at snowmen. This new robot machine with candy cane arms scooped, packed, and rolled the snow. Quicker than Santa could lay his finger aside his nose and give a nod, the robot stacked giant snowballs on top of each other.
"Wow," said Santa. "And you say it can build 20 snowmen per hour?"
Naughty gave the claws a wink and a smile.
"How about I make you a forest of snowmen?"
Naughty could see that Santa was really impressed. It was all good for Naughty until the sun set and the snowmen were lost in the dark. Lost until Nice lit up the snowman forest with synchronized lights.
"Ho, ho, ho, ho,"
chuckled Santa with delight.
"How nice,"
shouted Naughty to himself when no one was around.
"Now, I'll do one better than that."
Santa has his weaknesses, two to be exact, cookies and Mrs. Claus. Crank, crank, click, clack, crank. Naughty tinkered all through the night. Santa woke up from his bowl full of jelly 5000 to yet another invention, the cookie perfection. And what a machine. It made every kind of Christmas cookie, from batter to baked. It sprinkled, it powdered, it frosted them all. Now Santa's sweetie had more time to spend with the claws. But what were cookies without milk? And so, Nice made a peppermint candy mug into which Santa could pour his warm milk.
Tra-la-la!
As it turned out, Santa had a third weakness, peppermint candy.
Mmm, said Santa, dipping a cookie into his new peppermint mug.
Finally, 'twas the night before Christmas, and time for the contest for the best Christmas present yet. All the elves had cast their votes, and it had come down to Naughty or Nice.
Naughty, of course, voted for himself. But to his great surprise, Nice also gave him her vote. Santa raised an eyebrow when he saw the tie. He had yet to cast his vote. He checked the list twice.
Said Santa, a twinkle in his eye. He had made up his mind.
Stop, said Naughty, waving his hands in the air. For once, they weren't plugging his ears. Santa, you can't pick me, because, to be honest, I haven't been nice. My gifts were about winning, and not from the heart. So, I am changing my vote. Mark it down, Santa, on your list. I'm voting for Nice. Merry Christmas, Nice, and tra-la-la, said Naughty.
He gave her a wave. That's when Nice blushed. Santa combed at his snow-white beard, chewed on the stump of his pipe, and considered.
I think we all have a little bit of Naughty inside. But there is always room to choose to be nice. Ho, 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 ho,
chuckled Santa, folding that paper and tucking it away in his pocket. The Christmas clock chimed.
Dong!
Santa pulled out a much longer list. You know the list, the magical one with your name. Santa tilted his head just so, and his eyes, how they twinkled.
This year, instead of picking a winner for the best Christmas present yet, I think, instead, we should rename this list after Naughty and Nice. After all, there is a little bit of both in every elf and child alike.
So on Dasher, on Dancer, and well, tra-la-la, you know the rest. The end. If you enjoyed the tra-la-las of Naughty and Nice, come visit ldburr.com to visit more stories for early and advancing readers available as audiobooks and Read With Me adventures. While you are there, join Burr's Storybook Club to receive email updates on new releases.